This is Shoe.
Have a look at the headlock here.
And this is Spike.
Get your hand off my penis!
Alright, here we are.
What up?
We're gonna try, and we're not doing a review. I don't really like doing reviews on stuff, but we both have the AOVO Pro ES Max electric scooter. So we've both been riding it. Spike has had it for a while. I got mine a week ago? Two weeks ago?
Yeah, about 2 weeks ago, yeah.
I got mine 2 weeks ago, and I've had enough time to ride it around a little bit, and I'm ready to talk about it.
Yeah, just the benefits and some, you know, minor drawbacks that we don't. There's not a lot of drawbacks on it, though. It's a great scooter.
It really is extremely well built. And it has.
Let's go to the key features there.
Air filled, sealed, like puncture resistant tires. They call, what do they call them? Yeah. Healing or something?
Self-healing. Yeah. You run over a nail, it'll you won't have a problem.
It'll just fill the hole in.
There's like a glue substance in it, you know, that that stays goopy enough to plug a hole, basically.
I've noticed that some of these numbers are different than what the numbers were when I bought this thing a couple weeks ago.
What do you mean they're different?
It used to say 22 miles per hour. And also, go back over to the thing here. Over
where?
Up to the description.
Oh.
No, down in the thing where it says the weight. The weight limit,
pounds.
It was, wasn't it 270 or something, or...
I don't know.
308 or something. 308 was your other one. Yeah. I don't remember if it was 300 pounds.
It
might
have said 330, but I don't even think it said that. Maybe 280 or something like that, but I don't know.
But anyway, it's it's called the ES Max from AOVOPRO, not AOVO. So the place to get this is either Amazon or AOVOPRO.com.
But AOVO Store is something different.
There's another one, yeah. AOVO Store or AOVO Online Store or whatever the heck it is. That has a completely different thing, and people have really given it bad marks. So don't buy the wrong thing. This one, the logo picture on it is a picture of a girl on a scooter with her one leg sticking back like she's a hood ornament.
Yeah, like it's flapping in the breeze or something, whatever.
Yeah, like her one leg is flying behind. Anyway, but it's not just a box with AO and then below that VO. That's the other one.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's the, not a fake logo, but not a...
Yeah,
it's not this brand, basically.
There's a few different versions, and you got to make sure that you get the right version. And the one that we're talking about is the one that we described. So,
yeah.
500 watt motor, which is pretty impressive for going up hills.
Yeah. Yeah, I have the eMove Touring, and that was really, really good up hills. It's known for that. Not crazy hills, and not super long time, but it's a really good commuter scooter. This one, I would say, goes right along with that, you know, in terms of... hills. It's not going to conquer
ability.
Every hill you want. It says 30 degree slope. It's probably 30 degree slope for a little while before it fails. That's what I'm going to say. I'm not going to say that's 100% true, but that is my guess because I would not want to take it up a hill like that and expect it to do it. I would not want to do that.
That one part of the trail where it goes down a street and then it curves and goes downhill,
yeah.
Coming up that hill is probably more than a 30 degree slope.
You think? I would think more like 20.
The top of that hill, I think. We'll have to measure it, but I think that... I know the difference because my son was riding my Segway D40X, and I was riding the AOVO Pro ES Max, and we're going up some hills, and I got way ahead of him. I mean, it just... flew up the hills,
yeah.
But the Segway slowed down to like 10 miles an hour to get up the hill. It made it up the hill, But it slowed down a lot, and the AOVA Pro just powered right through it, which was pretty impressive.
Yeah, very impressive. I mean, it will use some battery doing that, but that motor is, that's what's great about that motor, is you won't kill your battery like crazy because that motor is so able to do it. You know what I mean? It's not going to draw as much power up that hill as a 350 would, you know, a 350 watt motor.
Yeah, probably gonna be, and I think a 350 watt motor just doesn't have the power to make it up at that kind of hill.
Yeah.
Top speed, it says here, 21. We've both been 22. And when you get up to speed, you're at 22. And I will say, I believe that when it says 22, you're doing probably 18 or 19, maybe 19, because...
Yeah, I think it's two miles off.
Yeah.
2 mile an hour off.
And... It does get up to speed pretty quick, and you can also, this was one of my favorite things here, is you can set how aggressive you want the acceleration, and you hit the gas, it will get up to speed much faster. All right, I'm going to try and describe this. When you have it all the way up to where it's going to be the most aggressive and have the fastest acceleration, you're riding along, you let off the throttle, and then you hit the throttle again. You just push it all the way down. It pulls hard enough to make you kind of fall backwards. But not fall, but it makes you... The scooter goes faster than you. As you move back, you don't get knocked off, but you can feel it kind of buck a little bit. It really starts to go.
Push it back in your seat.
When you turn that setting all the way down, you hit it full throttle, it slowly picks up the speed, and then it gets more and more. So the punch from the initial time when you go full throttle, the punch is not there. It just will slowly accelerate up, but it's still sort of fast. It's just the initial punch is not there. When you turn it,
it's like rather than full on 10, it'll count to 10.
Yeah, exactly.
Accelerating,
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. And I really liked it because it bothers me when you let off the gas and then you hit it again and then it throws you back a little bit, or it tries to punch up to the speed. When it does, it gently goes up to the speed, it's a much smoother experience. And I will say that this is a very smooth scooter. Very smooth.
Yeah, especially if you got a really nice new paved road. You can't hear it. You can't hear nothing.
Yeah, it's...
The motor is almost, whisper quiet.
Yeah.
And another thing I like about this, the 48-volt really isn't necessary. But I've always, your average scooter is 36 volts. You know, your average entry level, to a pretty good scooter is 36 volts. Having this be a 48 really isn't necessary, man. A 48-volt scooter really isn't necessary. The 42 is just enough.
Yeah, so it's a 42-volt.
Yeah.
Which is enough. It's a little bit weird to me because 42 volts is what you charge a 36-volt battery up to when it's fully charged.
Yeah, it's weird how they go.
So,
because they have a 52-volt scooter.
Right,
like, what do you charge it with, a 56?
It's like a 52 is what a 48 volt would be charged up to when it's max charged.
Yeah, right.
So yeah, these are weird numbers, but they're using different combinations of stuff, and the battery or the motor itself would probably handle 48 volts. It would probably handle 60 volts.
Except, I gotta wonder if that battery just fits perfect to where they had to back it off a little bit to where it's not 48 volts.
Oh yeah, maybe. Maybe they took a cell off of each row and left it like that, and then just figured it out. It's 42 volt, 14.5 amp hour, which is a lot, and that brings us to the range.
600 watt hours, 609, I think.
624
is the 13.
Oh, that's right.
Let's see, 42. If you want to figure out the watt hours, which I don't really, watt hours really don't matter to me, but some people go by that. This will kind of give you an idea. My Hover One Alpha has 216 watt hours. So, looking at this one at 42 volts times 14.5 gives you 609 watt hours. Which, I mean, That's a ton better. You're going to get a great range out of that. 609 watt hours. We've gotten... The best I did in the first day, I got 21.5 miles, but that 21.5 miles, because the odometer being off a little bit, not the odometer, but the speedometer being off, I would say it's more like you were saying, maybe 18 miles.
Yeah, yeah.
That I had that day, not 21.5.
But was it dead?
No, yeah. It wasn't fully dead. But
right.
I think, I don't know if it was down to 2. It's been on 2 for a while, or if it was quite down to 1 yet. I'm not even sure, but...
I'm going to say...
We're going to get a range test.
Eventually. Almost no matter how you drive this scooter, it will get 20 miles. Which, we haven't seen that on any scooter yet. This is the only scooter that we've seen that'll go that far.
I think I could get it on the Touring.
Oh, yeah, E-Move. Right.
You know, I could probably get that.
I keep forgetting about that one. Yeah, that E-Move is pretty badass. And this is not an entry level scooter. This is a mid range scooter, a low mid range.
The E-Move?
No, this.
Oh.
The E-Move is a higher range scooter. That's a high end.
It's one of the best rated commuters. I didn't know that for a while. I think you brought that up, that it was rated one of the highest rated commuter scooters.
It's definitely brought up in a lot of best of videos.
Yeah, E-Move has done really well for themselves, for sure. But they say 27 mile range on here, and a good number we've noticed over time of, you know, studying these and looking at numbers and everything. When you're looking at like something that's, oh, you got 27 mile range, I would say a good on you know, mid-level entry, kind of the area that we're looking at, you know, because this is not a top of the line whatsoever. I'm not even sure I would call it exactly middle of the road, but kind of upper entry level, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, I could probably even give it a little bit better than that, but upper entry level plus, you know.
Well, it's got...
But it says 27 mile range. What I wanted to say real quick is, when they say stuff like 27 mile range, me personally... Take that times it by 66, .66, excuse me, and you get a more realistic number. Basically, you're getting about 2/3 of that number they give you. That's if
you mean divide
you're
it?
A bigger guy like me. No, you take the 27 miles. So if they say, oh, 27-mile range. Well, if you're about 250 like me, 240, 250, just times that by .66, and that's 2/3. Realistically, you'll get about 18 miles out of that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see. And that's about what we figured. But I think that would get a solid 20 miles. It's also... Yeah.
I'm just saying as a general number, not necessarily this scooter in particular. Because you're right, it would probably do 20 miles.
And also, they may be claiming low. Some companies claim a little bit lower. Some claim... Like, you know, when you see a Xiaomi clone... And it's saying that it'll have 30-mile range. That's bullshit.
Yeah,
it's not going to be true, man.
Never.
There's not enough
that.
Room in there to have the battery
it's
for that.
Usually a 10.5 battery, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the 10.5 battery fits, but nothing else.
I don't care if you have an infant on that thing. He is still not going to get 30 miles out of that.
That's right. But a more realistic depiction of that would be 12 to 15 miles, I think. On a 10.5 battery, 36 volt.
Yeah, yeah.
And a 350 watt motor. And that's what the Segway has. And, you know, I'm a little bummed that I bought that Segway now, because I would much rather have other scooters that are cheaper. The Segway was $601 with all the tax and all that. And I think it's worth probably $400.
Yeah, that really blows. It's nice, though, and it's a good name.
It is very nice.
It's going to last you probably a lot longer than these cheap Olas. I will say that. Segway is a very good name. But looking into some of these other... it says the 300-pound weight limit. And Shu mentioned that that's changed, but... Oh, sorry. This does have 10-inch... you mentioned that,
yeah,
right?
I didn't say 10-inch, but 10-inch run-flat tires. So that they're air-filled tires, but... And they do have a valve to fill them. But, and I saw somebody run over a nail a couple times, three times.
Yeah.
And then, and the tire just never did anything. It was like, F that nail.
That same guy was running it through puddles, too.
Oh.
I mean, almost submerged. I mean, you wouldn't want to submerge it.
This one has an IP of, what, 65 or something?
I know it's at least 54. I know that. I don't know exactly what those numbers mean, but
yeah, the rating is very high. It was.
I'll say down here.
They might have stopped saying
IP 65.
Yeah, IP 65. That's and people say it's almost waterproof.
That's the best you can get, right?
That's pretty waterproof. Well, actually, people say that is waterproof. But then they also say, don't submerge the thing. You don't want to dance with the devil in the pale moonlight, you know?
Yeah, right. You don't want to tempt it. You know what I mean?
I just see now that Bob Barker died at 99 years old.
Wow.
And then somebody commented, my man got as close as possible without going over a dollar. Legend. So, you know how that was?
Yeah.
That was always, get the closest to this bid or this number without going over. So they'd be like, 4501, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to get it, Bobby.
Yeah. Bob Barker.
I don't want a piece of you. I want the whole thing.
As he's punching him. Who won that fight, by the way? Okay, here we go, too. Shocks in the front and back.
Yeah. The suspension's pretty sweet. I think it could be a little softer, but I'm hopeful that maybe it's going to break in over time and be maybe, I don't know, 6 months down the road to be a little more cushy.
I would think so. In my opinion, after getting off of the Segway with no suspension and air-filled tires, the Segway is very smooth ride, very quiet. But it does make a... It's got a little bit of a noise.
And same with the E-Move. E-Move, you can hear the E-Move coming. This one, whisper quiet.
Yeah, man. this AOVO Pro is very quiet. It's just completely silent, which is very cool. It's also, now if you took a Xiaomi clone and gave it about 4 inches longer and raised up the handlebars about 2 inches so that where you hold on to it is about 2 inches higher, and then put suspension on it and a bigger battery. That's what you have here. And bigger tires.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Xiaomi clones have 8.5 honeycomb.
Newer one is a clone, right?
Right, yeah. But it has suspension.
So this is like the big brother to that.
Right. Okay. But so this is a little bit longer. You got a little more room on the deck, maybe a little bit wider, and it is definitely a little bit wider because it's about as wide as the Segway, and the seat on the Segway will not fit on the Xiaomi clones because I tried.
Okay. So that's a roomy enough deck space too, man.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it whatsoever.
It is nice, yeah.
Because I have my newer scooter, which is a Volpam Spit 7, we call it. It's SPT7.
Yeah.
It's fairly new from them as far as I know.
But it's
got very little deck space. But I didn't expect that. You know, I bought it for specific things. You know, it was really, really cheap. And the honeycomb tires.
Yeah.
A slightly better battery. You know, shit like that. It's a 10.5 battery.
Right, 10.5 amp battery. And it has suspension, front and back. Same suspension as what these have.
Yeah.
The Max has.
It's funny because it looks super beefy on that tiny little scooter.
I know. It's really kind of weird. And it takes up a little bit of that that foot real estate, you know, that you kind of, that deck, you kind of have to put your feet a little bit closer together than what you probably normally would. You'd usually take up the whole deck on most scooters.
Yeah.
This one, there's a bit of the back shocks take up just a little bit of that deck. But it's still comfortable.
Yeah.
I really like that one that Spike got. I'd like to get one of those. It's you don't have to worry about the air in the tires at all, ever.
Honeycomb's tires was a big seller for me.
Right, and then it has a suspension, which makes it, there's your give, because you have to, I would say it is close to, and maybe better in some ways, as a regular air-filled tire scooter. You know, it's smoothness.
Yeah.
Those shocks smooth it out enough to make it worth having those honeycomb tires or the hard rubber tires.
you still do feel some the fact that it's, you know, not an air-filled tire. You do still feel some of those effects, but the suspension does make a difference.
Oh, man. For sure.
And man, it's just that satisfaction of never having to check your tire pressure is nice to me, because my E-Move, not a lot. E-Move I need to check maybe twice a month probably, but the Hover 1 Alpha, I gotta check that every time I'm out. You know, that's why I wanted to get that slime.
Yeah.
Empty them out, fill them up with that slime, pump them back up, ride it around, and be done with that for a couple of years. That would be kind of nice.
Yeah, right.
That I think when I make a project out of that, add a bigger battery to it, I'm going to do that slime bit. You know, when it's ready to go, do the tires, and then ride it around a while.
The thing about the Hover 1 is it is so sleek and smooth, and it handles really good. The angle of it. There's a lot of, I don't know, the Alpha has been around for a long time. I mean, I'm trying to think of how long it's been around, but it's been around for, I'm going to say at least 10 years.
Really?
Maybe. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I'm not even sure. You might be right. You might be right.
Let's say at least 5 years, because I may be thinking wrong. But anyway, it's got a very nice deck. It has underglow underneath the thing. That's a cool feature.
Yeah.
If you're riding around and you have your lights on, you want to be seen. Nobody's going to miss you on that scooter. That's cool feature.
It's a very, very distinct blue color, too.
Yeah, it has underglow underneath it, and also on top of the deck has big X that lights up. And,
it's pretty cool, man. I mean, I think just that fact that, you know, that feature is cool,
and the air-filled tires they really give it a smoother ride, even though it doesn't have any suspension at all. It's got a very smooth ride, and it doesn't rattle when you ride over stuff. That's one other thing that I noticed about it.
Balloony effect.
Yeah, it kind of that was one of my favorite things about it, is when you do hit some bumps, it's not like tum, with something that's flapping, or something that would be really annoying. That you'd have to tape down or something, or figure out what it is, and then it has drum brake. Is that right?
Yeah.
Does it have a disc brake too?
No.
Okay.
Just one drum brake in the back. Yeah.
You know, another thing that I liked is the first scooter. I know we're hitting a dirt road here, sorry.
Yeah.
The first scooter that we bought for my kid, I was wanting to buy the scooter for myself. It was $250 at Walmart. It was a Hover 1 Edge. And it was, it said that it had a 6 mile range, a 320 to 350 watt motor. And it, so the thing that was cool about it is it was not a Xiaomi clone. It was not just that regular cookie cutter scooter. It had lights underneath the deck, and that's all. There was nothing on the deck. All of the electronics were in the stem. It had a kind of a big stem.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then it had a gas, a throttle, and a brake, like a thumb throttle on your right side.
A thumb brake.
And then a thumb brake on your left side.
Yeah.
And that was one of the coolest features that I saw on any scooter. I loved that. It would just use the motor as the brake. And my kid, he loved that too, but he ended up, I'll tell you, if anybody can be rough on something, it's my son. he will beat the crap out of everything that he comes in contact with. And he beat that thing up pretty good, and he fell off it a few times, too. And it just kept going and going and going, and I'm like, I can't even believe it. He broke the fender off the back, and then I put it back together and glued it and got it all back on there, and it's still on there now. And something happened, though. I think either the controller stopped or whatever, but it ended up sitting.
How long did you say you got out of it?
A year.
Like from when you bought it till it was cooked?
A year, I think. Which, I mean, it would have gotten a lot more than that. And, I mean, I could have taken it back to Walmart. Probably still could take it back to Walmart. But I just told them. I was kind of mad at him for beating it up so much, and he's like, I don't know what the heck happened. It just broke. And I'm like, it didn't just break. Yeah. That thing is all beat up, man. You beat that thing up bad. Yeah.
So did you take it and beat it on the garage?
Right. And, you know, he ended up breaking the brake on it.
He just doesn't know his own strength. We've talked about this.
He cranked down on the thumb brake so hard that he broke the thing off, and then the brake wouldn't work anymore. So then he learned how to just jump off and come to a stop.
Yeah.
I'm sure
he
probably dropped it many, many times. So he's changed a lot since then. So
yeah,
that was
a younger dude too. So it's sometimes I noticed when I was younger too, I didn't always finesse things. You know?
Yeah,
sometimes
right.
I treated things like they were indestructible, and that it's not. You learn that with age, you know what I mean?
For sure.
Some young kids don't know that they, wait a minute, this shouldn't break, and then they break it. And it's like, oh, well, shit. I didn't think it was going to break. But it's like, yeah, not everything's indestructible, man.
I will say, I mean, I'm really obsessed about having a long range on a scooter right now. But that thing with its 6 miles, said 6 miles, and I rode that because one day he wasn't home, so I went ahead and took it out myself. It cooks around it. It says it goes 16. I would say it does all of 16, which some of these, it'll say that you're doing 18, but you're really doing 16 or 17. I mean, I think that it does every bit of 16 miles an hour. I looked on the GPS, and I cruised all over the place. It even has a suspension on the back tire, and it has hard rubber tires.
The Edge?
Yeah, it has honeycomb tires. Yeah, the Edge. So, and it was smooth enough. I mean, I drove it around, and I had a ball on it. And I drove it around until I got sick of driving it and took it home. And it still had battery left. So, that's the thing, is it depends on if you just want to drive something around and get a blast and or just whatever. 6 miles or even 4 miles is a pretty far drive. If you want to go on a long trip, you want something that has a lot more range. But if you're just mugging around the neighborhood or something like that,
it's great
that
for
might,
a kid.
That might last you a week on that much charge. Drive over your friends and back.
In an Edge or an Alpha, like we just been talking about, those are both similar batteries. What was yours, a 4? A 4-amp or 5-amp? Yeah,
four
this
amp.
One's a 6-amp, so they're not too far off.
Mm-hmm.
You range from 6 to 8.5 miles out of either one of those. 6 to 8.5 miles. They got 8.5 out of the Alpha. And they're great for your kid going down the street to his buddy's house and then back home later on. You're doing that 3-4 times a week, whatever. You're charging it once a week, you know.
Yeah, you're driving it for a while without charging it.
And, I mean, kids just, you know, like Shu was saying, just screwing around around the neighborhood, you know. You're going to go a long way before you have to charge that. Because what we do, we don't just putz around. We get on and go for a long ride, you know. I mean, pretty much from park to park in our area.
Our trail is, and I just, last weekend, I started the GPS when I left, went all the way down through all of the different parks on the trail, and then I went to the end, well, what we call the end. I mean, you could probably pick up somewhere else, and then we came back, and it was 12.1 miles.
Okay.
So that's our normal thing, and it did that. And like the EV, I mean, the ES Max, I still had like 40-something percent battery left.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
The Segway was pretty low at that point.
Yeah, the Alpha would have never made it. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. I mean, that's just not what it's for. It would have made it one way.
Yeah.
You could have made it one way easily. And, But I think that the Alpha is a good, especially, you know what, they came out with a new Alpha. They have a new Alpha with a 10 or a 10.5 battery.
Oh, yeah.
And that'll
Pro?
Do.
Is that
it's called the Pro.
Is that the one with the two?
No, that's the Renegade.
Okay, yeah. There's a lot of new stuff.
A lot of new stuff with Hover One. And, in fact, we recently got contacted by the, I don't know.
Lead salesman?
I think the lead salesman for Hover One, and he said that he liked our show, and he liked the way that we were talking honest about scooters, and he would like us to just give an honest opinion about the Hover One scooters. He's going to send us some of them. So as time goes on here, the first shipment we're supposed to get here should be in a couple days. I'm not exactly sure what it's going to be or anything, but we're going to take a little time and check out what we have, and then we'll be telling you guys about it. And I'm excited to do this because I think that we're going to be able to give a really honest opinion about them. And
yeah, we love talking about them anyway. So
yeah,
to
right.
me, it's like it might be an earful for somebody, but you're going to get every bit of information you can get on these things because we do a pretty... I look thoroughly myself before I want to buy one.
So, oh, yeah.
And I weigh it out so that I know, like the most recent one I bought. It's a Volpam Spit 7, whatever.
And nobody's ever...
I looked up everything on that thing to make sure, you know.
And that there was not any videos on it of reviews or any podcasts of reviews. So...
kind of took a chance, but there were good reviews on Amazon.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's what... No I was looking at Volpam for a while for a scooter, and then I just decided not to because I didn't know anything about them, and I was afraid. And then the deal with the ES Max came up, and it was just so cheap. It went from $549 down to $415 or under $400.
Yeah.
And then with tax, it was like $415.
That limited time deal, man.
I couldn't even pass that up, man. No. There was no way.
That was an awesome deal.
But
yeah, let's get back to the
we're going
to
give our honest opinions about everything, but that's just a peek of the future here. We have been getting a big response to the scooter related or the scooter content, I should say. So
what an introduction to scooters, then we had the entry level scooters pricing.
Oh yeah, pricing and stuff, yeah. So yeah, we're going to keep up the way we do that, and I don't necessarily want to do a review and stuff. I want to tell you what the range is. I want to tell you if it broke down, what it was like when it came out of the box, and you know, just general stuff and what I think it's good for, and who this scooter would be best suited for, and what kind of things.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it because
that's what I think.
Just because I'm over the weight limit doesn't make it any less of a scooter, you know, or whatever.
Right.
Degraded any. It's,
also doesn't know. Mean that you can't ride it. I mean, you can ride a scooter that, at 250, you can ride a scooter that's 220. I'm sure it's not going to hurt.
Right.
It. You're just not.
Look at this, people. I'm not even 250 anymore.
Yeah.
I'm down to 243, bitches.
Are you?
Yeah.
Awesome, man. Damn, I can see it, too.
Yeah, I'm giving it a try here.
Your ass is starting to get very shapely. I'm kidding.
But yeah, just to put it out there, changed up my habits quite a bit, and I don't know, I made a few changes along with the change that I had to make, because I've been home for the last 20-plus days, because, like a dummy, I lost my footing, started falling down a little slope, and I ended up rolling over, falling into a pile of weeds, and I broke a few ribs. So, dumb like a...
Like an idiot.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Like a box of rocks.
So, but anyway, yeah, just be cool. Don't do what I did, man, because I'll tell you what, I don't wish this on somebody that sucks. It's at least three broken ribs. Well,
yeah.
It's five broken ribs, but three are, like, fractured, and then two other ones are...
Complete break.
I don't know what they are. You know, I don't remember the name. One of them is a compression fracture.
Good gravy.
So it's pretty jacked up, but I'm through the worst of it. I'm to the point where I'm not really taking any anything for pain.
Right.
I take something for pain every couple of days. Before, I was taking every chance I could. But
waiting for the clock here. You're like,
yeah, right. Is it 4 hours yet? I think I could take a couple more of these.
Well, here's some stats on the AOVO Pro. So, of course, the stem folds down. I will say that when you fold the stem down and it's at its shortest point, it's still pretty high.
Yeah.
Because
it's a little bit hard. Is.
Yeah, where the hinge is for the scooter, that part sticks up pretty high, and it's a little bit hard to push in my little car.
Yeah.
I got to put the seat down and stuff, and the Segway is not quite as high as that. And also, but the Xiaomi clone is very close to being that high. My Segway is not as high as the other ones. But it says it's, so that makes it portable. The weight limit is 300 pounds. That is, I would say that you could probably go over that a lot. I mean, it just seems so incredibly durable. And another thing I noticed on there, because I work around welders and stuff, and a lot of stuff gets welded at the place where I work, I mean, all day long. There's some really nice welds on that frame.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Yep.
Yeah, it looks really nice. So, and you can tell what's a good weld and what has gotten some penetration or something that's just slapped on there. I mean,
just sitting on top rather than actually melding something together.
Yeah, right. So, the tires, this is wheel material rubber. That's just a stupid thing. Right. Amount of wheels, 2. That's a dumb
feature. Yeah, right. Some of these stats are just stupid.
90 or 41 pounds. It's a heavy scooter. Yeah, one thing about this. It is portable. You can lift it up, put it in your trunk. You can, whatever, as long as it'll fit. Well, I'll tell you the dimensions here in a minute. It's pretty heavy. It's It is 41 pounds. That's pretty heavy. Some of these are 26 pounds. Like the Xiaomi ones.
Oh, right.
Yeah, the product dimensions are 49 inches by 8.5
wide.
Inches wide.
Yeah,
and 25 inches
the
high.
There, 25 inches high.
Is that
just over 2 feet high where that break in the hinge?
Is that folded?
I'm assuming, yeah.
I guess that must be folded. It's got
to
be more
length. Is the, you know, from wheel to wheel.
It should say the height, though. What's the height of this? Handlebar height, 76 centimeters.
It's right about 4 feet. It should be about 48 inches.
How many inches is 76 centimeters?
It's 29.92 inches.
The listing here for handle height, 76 centimeters, we looked into it. It's totally wrong.
That's got to be wrong.
It's about 48, 49 inches.
I would say that the handlebars are about 2 or 3 inches higher than what a normal scooter would be, like a Xiaomi clone or even my Segway. They're about 2 or 3 inches higher than that.
You notice that a lot.
I do notice that.
To me, from scooter to scooter, maybe mine are all really close. I don't know. I don't notice that worth a shit. I think if it's 2 or 3 inches, you know, if it's off by 6, I'm sure I wouldn't notice that.
Oh, yeah, right.
But it's like, if it's a little bit, inch or two, I don't think I really notice. You notice that. It seems a lot more than I do.
I remember when I got off my Segway and got on your ES Max, I was like, good gravy, these handlebars are awesome. They're up high, and it was so smooth, it was so much different. I will say the Segway's very smooth. It has a really smooth acceleration. Everything about it is really, really enjoyable and comfortable.
It's got that certain look to it, man. It's kind of a caddy look. It looks nice.
It does look pretty cool, yeah.
You're very... the model you have, anyway, is very slick looking.
It has cool orange and white on the tires.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's really cool.
I thought that's one of the cooler parts to the look.
I'm probably going to make that.
These things got great reviews, man.
I'm probably going to make that into a go-kart, or like a mini bike, I mean. Yeah, look at... Wow, I have $800-plus scooter this compares to. Great buy for bigger guys. So, the reviews that are on this are awesome. What?
Look at the name of that review.
Oh.
That's my review.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Yeah, I have an $800-plus, $800-plus scooter. I'm talking about the E-Move, you know?
Yeah.
I think I mentioned it in here, too, somewhere. But anyway, I don't want to read my review. People
yeah, right.
If you want to go read my review, you can go there and see it.
Yeah. Oh.
But,
Yeah, it says Spike.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Awesome scooter, man. Like I say, I've gotten to where it said 21 and a half miles. That first day that I got it, came with a nice full charge on it. Or maybe at least, I would say
probably
at least
80-something percent.
I was going to say probably more than that, but maybe not.
86%,
but
I think.
But it said 21 and a half. I'm thinking more in the range of 19-ish.
Yeah.
19-ish, maybe 18 and
but then
a half
you still
miles.
Had some left at that point.
Yeah, because I don't think it's going to be 21 and a half. I think it will do 20 miles, but it's probably going to be pretty low at that point. Realistically,
we need
we're
to run them down.
That,
so we are going to run them until they either slow down or they say low battery or something, because I don't like to run something until it stops.
No, because yeah,
you don't want to do that with a lithium ion battery with a bunch of cells like that, because if you get one cell, if one cell drains too far to where it won't be able to charge anymore, now your 30 cell battery is a 29 cell battery.
Yeah.
And you're going to lose some punch there. Yeah, so right. You don't want to do that. Get it down to no less than 10% battery and charge it up to 99% if you can. Stop it before it gets completely charged, and yeah. You'll get twice as many cycles. Instead of getting 500 cycles, you'll get 1,000. Maybe even more than that, because people were saying that that's what really, really messes with the battery, is leaving it on the charger overnight. If you charge it up, it takes 6 hours to charge, maybe. Or maybe 4 to 6 hours.
Everybody says don't leave it charging unattended.
Yeah.
Do not do
right
it.
Right when that light turns green, it's done. And on this, you'd have to unplug it, turn on the app, and then look at the percentage of the battery to see where it's at. That's what you can do.
Yeah.
And that's another thing about the scooter is the app. The app is awesome.
Yeah. You can change so many
things in the app. You can change the top speed. So if you are going to let your kid ride it, you can slow it down to 8 miles an hour if you want. You can slow it down.
31 kilometer to get 19 miles? We looked it up the other day.
Mine's different. Mine goes by miles, and it says 22.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because mine said 31 kilometers, I think it was. Yeah, 19.26, yeah. Because I had to raise that because it was set for like 25 or something. And I'm like, 25 kilometers is not enough. That's not right. So I end up moving it up.
And yeah, that's how it is. They even say that.
It says it stopped at 35, but then it wound itself back down to 31.
Okay, yeah.
You know, because it's not going to do any faster than that, which is cool, though. Another thing I wanted to say about the app real quick, and I said this in my review as well, the one thing that's really cool about the latest two scooters I have, which is the Volpam and the Aovo ES Max.
Same app, basically.
Yeah, right, same app. You can set that app however you like it, and if you're not a tech-savvy person, do it one time, shut it off, never turn it on again.
Mm-hmm.
Your settings will stay the same way. You know what I mean? I mean, unless you completely kill the battery, then you'll probably have to...
I don't think so. I think that's like a...
Like a chip that remembers
them. Yeah, that's like a stain. Like, it stains those settings on there. But
does it stink? Oh,
it probably stinks. Yeah.
Oh wow.
I mean, if you get your face close enough, but mostly everything stinks when you get close enough to it. Here, test my breath.
Oh, okay. The avocado chip breath. But yeah, we got avocado dip over here with some Tostito scoops.
Uh huh.
It's called scoops. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we probably dirt roaded the hell out of this one enough. We could probably duck out of here. You think?
So yeah.
We like talking about scooters, so we figure we just...
Yeah, we're excited.
Hang out with you guys. We're doing that a lot. Shit.
Yeah, right. So, yeah. A must-have is the Aovo Pro. It's now we saw Volpam has the exact same thing, too, now.
Yeah. It's not as cheap of a... It's a nice discount going on right now on that one. But, this... No, the one that I got... The newer one that I got is on sale right now. If you want to go check out Volpam, they got that sale going on that I got. So if you guys want to check that out, that's going on right now. It's a limited time deal,
you know,
basically.
What? I'm going to, just for you guys, and just to make sure that you know exactly what we're talking about, I'm going to put a link to a page that I'm going to make that has the links to everything that we talk about for scooters, like... We talk about the Volpam Spit 7.
Yeah.
I'll put a link to that so that you know exactly what we're talking about. Also, the ES Max. And then whatever we do in the future,
we talked about.
I'll have
Hover.
Links to all of those. Yeah, the Hover Alpha.
Yeah. And the Edge.
So I'll put the Edge is discontinued. I think they did the Journey instead of the Edge now.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah. The Edge, in my opinion, was cooler. There, but... The Edge was cool because it had... had that flat deck with a suspension with a spring underneath it. I'm going to, you know, I took the bolt off that.
Out of it.
I took the bolt off the motor on that one and put it on my
thing. Did you?
It worked, yeah.
Oh, that's cool, yeah.
But I'm gonna I'll tell them that the bolt was missing, and then I'll have them send me a new one, and I'll put that on. And
speaking of that, it's like, dude, we should go through those next time we ride. Go through those.
Everything up.
Yeah, yeah, because that's a little freaky. Shoes front wheel was missing the main
nut.
The main nut. Holds it
so
on.
It had those.
I mean, it probably wouldn't have gone anywhere unless you're lifting it up like crazy.
When I went to loosen that thing up, and I had to crank on it because it was so tight, I could have left that forever and it would have been fine, but
it's really weird that the other side was so loose.
That's another thing about this, the ES Max. I just remembered, the motor is in the back.
Oh, yeah.
So the motor is on the back wheel, not the front wheel. Almost all lower-end scooters have a front wheel drive.
Yeah, my newer one does. The Alpha does.
Yeah, right.
And I mean, I really don't mind that either way.
Yeah, I don't mind it either. I mean, there's really not much difference. I will say my Segway has a front wheel drive, and if you go over a bump, the motor will accelerate enough, or while it's off the ground, the motor will pick up enough speed that when it hits the ground, even if it just goes bump, it'll go. It squeals the tire.
That's funny.
Because it spins faster than what it's moving.
You're going so fast, dude, that you like spun them out when you landed again.
Yeah, I was leaning back and picking up the front tire, letting it come back down. It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
But anyway,
cool, man.
That's
the fun
scooter fix for today.
Yeah. You know, we dirt rode the hell out of that one, but hopefully you got something out of it. And thanks, guys. Like you said, share it and all that good stuff. And
yeah, grandma, grandpa.
Yeah. We'll see you next week.
All right, take care, guys. This is Shu.
Yeah?
And this is Spike.
Good!